When they heard what Jesus said, they were amazed and they went away. The title of this sermon is actually based on the psalm, which is Sing to the Lord a New Song. I'm going to get to the gospel, but I'm starting with that idea. Sing to the Lord a new song. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This psalm praises God as the ruler of all. When we hold on to God, hold God in our hearts as God holds us in love, we are enabled to live for God. This time we've been living in, this time of pandemic, has invited us to consider how we've been living. How had we been living? What had our priorities been before the middle of March? What were we doing in February? What were we planning? Have our priorities changed? Will the way we order our priorities be different when the pandemic is over? Where will God fit into all that? How is God with us now? The psalmist makes clear that all creation praises God. We hear this as well in our reading from Isaiah. God says to the anointed Cyrus, remember who you are, basically. You, this political leader, remember your place and remember, I am the Lord. I am the Lord and there is no other. Earthly power is not to be idolized, the prophet Isaiah warns. Sing to the Lord a new song. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts. When the Pharisees, when others come to entrap Jesus, did Jesus think of these words that we hear in Psalm 96? When they asked, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? Jesus, in a way, was singing a new song. Rather than saying yes or no, both answers were going to get him into trouble. And why was that? Let's look at that for just a sec. The Romans, right? The Roman emperor. The Romans were an occupying force, subjugating the Jewish people and exacting punishing taxes, made worse by the corruption of local Jewish officials who would add even more to the tax to make a profit. This is why the tax collectors were so hated. Is it lawful? Whose law are we talking about? Jewish laws prohibited using these coins for anything of importance. Whose image was on there? The emperor. And what was the inscription? It indicated that the emperor was divine. These were blasphemous coins. Remember the money changers in the temple? Remember all that? People could not buy animals to sacrifice using these Roman coins because of the image and the inscription. They had to exchange them. And you bet there was a fee. There was a fee for that. Remember how angry Jesus was turning over the tables? Okay, so this is the context in which this coin is being presented. Back to our story for today. Jesus was caught, as the phrase goes, between a rock and a hard place. What was he going to do? People didn't want to use this coin, the Jewish people. People didn't want to pay these unfair taxes, but the Romans could arrest Jesus if he said, don't pay it. And you know, everybody was watching. Everybody was watching him. What's he going to do? Jesus sings a new song to the Lord with his answer. Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's. Michael Lee, in his commentary on this passage, notes, it is often said that one should not mix politics and religion, yet this gospel passage is filled with both. Whether political or religious, the exchange about Caesar's coin raises questions about obedience, loyalty, and authority that demonstrate how faith has an inescapable political dimension. Jesus talked about politics. Jesus talked about religion, of course, and he talked about money. These are things we're told never to discuss in polite company, right? Here we are. Where are we? Us, right now, where are we? Here we are, just 2 weeks away from a presidential election. Many of us have already voted. Millions in our country have already voted. The actual day is coming, though. Where are we? Here we are. We are spiritual people. At the service, I think I can say we're religious people. And here we are in this pandemic, this health crisis, which also includes this major economic crisis in our nation. And here we are this week. If you're a member of Holy Comforter, you received a pledge card in the mail this week, past week. Where are we? How does our faith in this gospel help us given where we are? Jesus dealt with political realities in his day. Politics matter. We need to vote. Jesus challenged the Pharisees and others to think more expansively about authority. Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's and to God what is God's. But what is God's? Everything. Everything is God's. We have to live, though, the people in his day and us in our day, we have to live in an empire framework, but we don't have to live for it. We can live for God. We have to pay taxes, but a pledge that we make, a pledge to the church, is an act of freedom. Freedom and a statement of faith. And it feels good. And it does a lot of good. If you haven't received a letter from us about this, please let the office know or let me know. It's got some beautiful words in it. Our theme is one together, and I'm reading from the letter. Despite these circumstances, all that I've been talking about, here we are, we have lived boldly into our new theme, one together, which is based on the opening liturgy of Holy Baptism. Who are we? Where are we? We are one. There is one body and one spirit. There is one hope in God's call to us. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. And going on a little lower down in the letter, we live as one together through our baptism. And our one faith unites us even when we're not together physically. While we have missed worship in our church itself, we are the one body, the feet and the hands of Jesus. We are the church. And the church has been busy following God's call to us. Unlike the government, the church doesn't say that you have to give anything. And we know times are hard. And you know what's right for you and for your family. When you mail in your pledge card, know that you are giving to God what is God's. And by so doing that, I don't know, I'm feeling super inspired about pledging this year. It's weird, right? I mean, it's a hard time with money, but I'm feeling inspired because we're putting the empire in its place when we commit to the church in the many ways that we do, and this is one of the ways that we do. Empire values can be hard to get away from, and I think you probably know what those are, the sort of self-serving values, values that glorify war, for example, values that don't always listen to the poor, values that aren't what Jesus talked about, those empire values, they can be hard to get away from. Doing what we do for God, helps us hold God in our hearts rather than the empire. Amen.